Warning.
The We're Not Normal podcast assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors that Gregory may make when pronouncing the names of people, places, and things. Know that Gregory is not trying to disrespect anybody. The We're Not Normal podcast is not trying to disrespect anybody. Also, all of our information is provided by on Greg's phone and google.com. Thank you for listening to We're Not Normal podcast. Stay tuned.
Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast. It's been a long time. It's been a long, well, not really that long. Maybe almost about a month. But glad we're back. Glad you came back to listen to us. Thank you, our fellow listeners. Thank you for new listeners for tuning into this special episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on. And make sure you share the podcast to spread the word and have us get new followers. Okay, so this episode, yes, this episode is about the recent UFO whistleblower, a Mr. David Grush. Now, like when I first found out about it, News Nation, the news people that actually like did the reporting and the interview, saw the video on YouTube, popped up in my feed. I'm like, I was like thinking it was just like a like another like UFO type of, I don't know, like a like some. Some sort of just like a random UFO thing. And I didn't realize how big it was going to be. So I just like, I clicked on it, I checked it out, and I was like watching it. And I'm like, dude, this thing is going to be like crazy. And by the time, like when I viewed it, the video was like 700 and something, thousand views already, and I believe it's over a million views now. This video,
I've never seen it.
Hold on, I could play it for you. I'll play some parts for you. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, so I got it all set up here. Okay, all right, I'm gonna play some of this. Exclusive. Now, this is an exclusive interview that News Nation's done. Now, with this story, I believe it was the Washington Post and New York Times were denying to put the story out there at first. I think the New York Post actually went through with it, and the New York Times... Wait. I mean, sorry, the Washington Post came up with, like, some excuse. It was either, it was, like, one of the big journalist news people things.
Can you scratch my back, please? Seriously, like, right here.
What?
It's, like, really fast.
Hold on a second.
If I had, like, a hanger, I would go back there.
Right here?
Keep going down.
Okay.
Okay, over on the right? Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Do you feel anything?
Just a lot of skin. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good?
Thanks for calling me fat, honey. You're so mean.
No, that
was... You said a lot of skin.
I have a lot of skin back there, too.
Whatever. Liar.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't even mean it that way.
Whatever, you're grounded.
Ah, shit. What was I saying? So, like, basically, like, one of the big journal sites refused to put the story out there, but News Nation was the first one to actually interview the dude and get the story out there. All right, so here we...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know, this dog is such a piggy wiggy.
The big pug wawa.
She's a horse. A pug. A pugchi?
A pugchi? I
think pug-chi. That's a pugchi.
All right, here we go.
News Nation exclusive, David Grush, an Air Force veteran, former member of that task force, and veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, is formally blowing the whistle on secrets he says no one has ever shared publicly before.
You are one of the most trusted former intelligence officials in the U.S. defense and intelligence establishment.
Yes, I was.
You were trusted with the most intimate secrets.
Yes.
Whoops.
Grush sitting down with award-winning investigative journalist Ross Coulthart, who's reporting for News Nation and has spent years reporting on the UFO question.
What conclusion did you come to at the end of your time on the UAP task force?
UFO.
UAP task force has refused access to a broad crash retrieval program.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, you know, call it spacecraft if you will, non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
But how do we know they're non-human?
Because they
have some pretty smart engineers, scientists, and stuff like that in different countries.
Yeah, so
who get paid a lot of money to build some crazy shit.
Right. So if him telling this thing, apparently this is secondhand information.
Right.
This is information
so
that...
So we don't know if it's true.
Well...
Because it's not firsthand.
No, yeah, it's not. He hasn't seen these craft or any
that
of the
That guy
pictures.
Hasn't seen these craft.
Yeah.
Then what the fuck? He's not a whistleblower. He's just coming out talking shit. He's not really.
But the information that he got, you know, how he got the guys that he got the information from are actual like officials that.
But
have,
it doesn't
like,
matter. It's he say she say. He say she say.
But you know, like the investigative the investigator. Oh, what the hell is it?
Private investigator?
Yeah, the private investigator. Now, pretty much the international...
Man of mystery?
Where the fuck is it at? I forgot, there's so many government program names that...
I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I probably got one called Rubber Ducky.
So here's the one thing that he says in the interview. It's going to take a while to get to this part. But, all right, he says, I thought it was totally nuts, and I thought at first I was being deceived. It was a ruse. People started to confide in me, approach me. I have plenty of senior former intelligence officers that came to me, many of which I knew almost my whole career, that confided in me that they were a part of a program. Based on oral testimony and documents and other proof that he has, there was, based on the documents and other proof that, you know, that David Grush has, there was a program that the UAP task force has not led into. So the Intelligence Community Inspector General stated that this UFO whistleblower, his claims are urgent and they need to be looked into pretty much.
So what?
So, I mean,
they've been looking into UFO stuff for a long time and they never, you know.
But, you know, this is like, it's from the Inspector General.
I'm going to be.
If the Inspector General's taking it seriously, then.
I don't care. Just because they say something, saying and doing are two different things. You know that.
Yeah. But, you know, like, with these, I'm sure, like, there's been people that have been disregarded by, you know, the top people. But to have this dude, just like come out and then all these top officials are like pretty much like taking him seriously. Like the inspector general's taking him seriously. There's people in Congress that are taking him seriously. And there's like finally news stations that are covering this story that are like that are intrigued by it and are, you know, taking it seriously. Like News Nation was the first one, and then looking at it, I was waiting for CNN. I think CNN finally did it after Fox did it, shortly after Fox did it, and then the like the all of the journalists like New York Post and all that started posting articles and stuff about this UFO whistleblower.
Robot Morpheus is what I was saying.
Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted me to pause it.
No, I was telling you to rub on Morpheus.
Yeah.
God,
he's
so
a cute kitty.
I know, but you can't rub and talk shit at the same time.
Because I'm so into this, you know?
Like, I know, I but just again, wanna... just because he say, she say, we want proof. We want evidence, and that's what we want.
I know, but it's, you know, it's just like so exciting.
It's exciting to you. I'm glad you're getting excited. It's going to take a little bit more to excite me.
Oh, man. But... No, there's just so much like UFO stuff coming out, and
but it doesn't. But where is the proof?
I know, like the proof would be the topping on the cake. But with Grush's credentials, let's go over his credentials.
It doesn't matter. Does that really matter to you?
Yes, because you know him coming out and then him saying all this. This puts his credibility on the line. His, you know, his status on the line, and. He's putting everything
on the... His status is he no longer works for the group.
Yeah, but he...
So there's not much of a status anymore. He had a status, not so much anymore.
He's still, I mean, he still, like, has, like, a, you know, high credibility from working with...
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, he was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wow, that's a lot of status. I mean, I like Pittsburgh.
Go Pittsburgh. Okay.
Go Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Grush was a decorated combat officer within the United States Air Force during the war in Afghanistan and is a veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, or NGA for short, and the National Reconnaissance Office, or NRO for short. From 2019 to 2021, he was the representative of the NRO.
That's it. That's 2 years. 2 years.
20, wait. I mean, that's still...
2 years, Gregory. That's credentials.
Actually, that's 3 years, huh?
Whatever.
19, 20, 21. 21, 21.
19 to 20. 2020.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I guess it is like technically.
On one finger. On one finger.
I guess it was like
on one hand. You can count his credentials on one hand.
Okay.
So I don't depending, see the massive
depending
excitement.
On the, okay, all right. So
I'm not you, excited yet, honey.
Yeah, all right. Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. That's the force that he was a part of. From late 2021 to July 2022, he was the co-lead for UAP analysis
UFO.
At the NGA and its representative to the task force. He assisted in drafting the National Defense Authorization Act of 2023. Now, this act is pretty much like a budget of... You know, what the government could spend, like, on the military and safety and, you know, anything, like, you know, with, like, military, like, and with science and all that. Let me read into it.
Ow.
Give you, so...
Scratching me.
It specifies the budget, expenditures, and policies of the United States Department of Defense, or DOD, or for the fiscal year of 2023. It's pretty much a budget plan. So this act of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2023, it included provisions for reporting of UFOs, including whistleblower protections and exemptions to non-disclosure orders and agreements. Jizzy is like covered under this act, which is why he possibly is coming out now and coming forward, since he's protected under this act that got signed.
And that makes you excited.
I mean,
I'm not excited.
Okay. So it also requires the military to review UFO sightings back to 1945. So Roswell happened in 1947. They're supposed to be investigating like all the way back.
Exactly.
To there.
Just because they say, oh my gosh, they've been trying to investigate a whole bunch of UFO things, like the Battle of Los Angeles. Weren't they supposed to be investigating that? The Phoenix Lights, weren't they supposed to be investigating that? And do you know how long ago that was? And now all of a sudden, now someone says, oh, hey, we got a whistleblower. That don't mean shit.
Yeah, but this guy is saying that the Pentagon has been high, like they're not revealing the full details.
We already know this.
Congress.
We know this. We do.
Yeah.
Do you not know that?
Well, yes. It hasn't been.
You know this. What, Gregory, do you know this?
What, that the government is hiding secrets?
Do you know that?
But it's just exciting that the, you know, like a top official.
The government is hiding
is actually
secrets.
Like putting some confirmation and some sauce
that's
on
not,
it.
It's really not. It's they just put a little bit of lettuce on it. There's no sauce yet. They just sprinkled a little bit of lettuce on the taco. That's it.
It's not the special sauce?
It's not the special sauce. You don't it's get no taco a, sauce yet. It's. That's all it is to me. It's just a little boop, 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 boop. That's it. And it's not even good lettuce.
It's that shitty
salmonella. Salmonella lettuce.
The lettuce with the brown on it?
Yeah. Dried up
It's the
lettuce.
Iceberg lettuce.
The McDonald's lettuce.
So, okay. And then Grush left the government on April 7th of 2023, which is this year. He left. He left recently, and then now he came out on this happened on June 5th.
You better watch what you say. He came out of what?
Came out of the government.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to be specific there.
Yep.
But the journalist that, the investigative journalist, Ross Coulthard, that interviewed him has spent years reporting on anything to do with the UFOs, like I said on the video. And this dude's credentials, I mean, like he's won like multiple awards. He's won
so have I.
He's yay. Congratulations.
I was a math superstar.
Congratulations.
You got awards.
Yeah, I got some awards,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, see? We're special.
Yeah, we're special. We smart. But, this dude is, he's like, into this investigation game. So, like, in 1996, he won a Logie Award for Most Outstanding Achievement in Public Affairs for exposing cronyism and impropriety in Australian Aboriginal Legal Services. This dude's Australian. Aboriginal. Mm-hmm. 2002, he won the gold medal at the New York Film Festival for Best International Report, investigating how Indonesian and militia killers in East Timor had gone unpunished for crimes. In 2008,
that's horrible.
One Walkie Award for uncovering one of the biggest medical scandals in Australia.
Wow.
The Butcher of Bega, also a Gold Walkie for Best Investigative Report.
Wow.
So this dude, real deal, and he's sitting down with this dude now. Based on the dude's reactions, like his facial expressions, all the Dave Grush dude, like, were you seeing like how he was moving his face and all that, like,
yes.
When he was, so based off of that, I'll play more of the video, but based off of what you've seen so far, how do you feel about this dude, his credibility, or like his, does he seem deceptive to you, is what I'm trying to say.
Possibly.
Okay. I'll play a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was like looking like
at his body language,
yeah. Facial expressions.
Yeah, he seemed a little overdoing it a little bit.
Yeah, I even watched like one psychologist YouTuber who was looking at the video for himself and trying to get reads on him. Dude was smirking at points, which is a sign of
lying.
Sign of deception, and you know, like it's like a joyful response or something, some weird shit. But overall, the psychologist dude said that it is normal for somebody to feel nervous about, you know, like because of the information that he's putting out, and you know, this is supposed to be secret information, and he is telling the world about it, so it is normal for somebody to feel nervousness if they're telling that type of information.
I don't think so. Aren't most of those people like covered, or their voices, you know, like covered so that way nobody can tell who they are? Like, yeah, that's another thing dude, too, is he's out, like he's coming out in his face, and he's like,
face
yeah,
everything.
They trusted me, and I'm just, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, no, no voice cover.
Yeah, no nothing.
No shadow over his face.
Nothing. So that right there shows me, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might be
bullshit artist.
Oh, a bullshit artist, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Putting everything on the line. Huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, like. So, and I don't know, like, if
you know, when people want publicity a lot.
Oh, so you're saying this guy might be a narcissist
just
or something?
Just like Gregory.
I wouldn't.
Gregory likes the publicity. So, yeah.
Hey, no.
There's a lot of people who just like, you know, cameras on them once. You know, maybe that was on his, you know,
like
his
5 seconds
his
of
bucket
fame.
List.
Getting that 5 seconds of fame in.
Anybody can go on, call the news and be like, hey, man, I saw Bigfoot, just like the people in Vegas. Do you know, that happened in April. And now all of a sudden it's coming out where these people are like, there was an 8 foot, 9 foot, you know, whatever foot. Something
in,
that's a non-human.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. Yeah. Did that happen
in April?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And a non-human in my backyard. Anybody could call the news and then the news is going to jump on it because it's a story.
That's the thing that we got to look into, too. There's like stuff coming out. There's like so many things to just like.
But again, there's no proof. I could draw a picture of an
alien. Oh wait, no, there's video proof. You talking about this?
That could
dude,
be.
Right?
Yeah, this one. I'm
okay,
talking about.
All right.
And again, on the other one too, there's really not any proof of aliens. You see something?
Well, not proof
from the
of
sky.
It. Yeah, yeah, that's about it.
But that's about it.
Well, anywho.
And if this dude had proof of something or some pictures or something,
that's another
that
thing.
Would be different.
So people were speculating that too. Like, hey, how come he isn't coming with all these documents and all
true.
That? And
that's a whistleblower to me.
Like Edward Snowden, Edward Snowden, when, you know, he did the actual whistleblowing, he brought forth actual documents that you know he hacked into
that's
the database and all that.
Yeah,
but with this guy, he claimed that he didn't have like he didn't want to show the documents because they're like
bullshit.
he didn't have the documents
bullshit
because they're still classified. But you
bullshit.
Know,
if it's classified, then why are you talking about it?
And why is he considered a whistleblower by then? Right,
exactly.
I guess from that perspective, yes, I could see like the deception, why people would think that he is bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
Did you want to see a little bit more?
Sure. Let's look at more bullshit. I love the bullshit. Bring it on.
How many? Quite a number. You're kidding. No. I thought it was totally nuts, and I thought at first I was being deceived. It was a ruse. People started confiding in me. They approached me. I have plenty of current and former senior intelligence officers that came to me, many of which I knew almost my whole career, that confided in me. They were a part of a program. They named the program. I've never heard of it. And they told me, based on their oral testimony,
Let me put it into like a more of a full screen so you could get a better read on his facial expressions. I think because the small screen is a how's that? Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit.
They approached me. I have plenty of current former senior intelligence officers that came to me.
What he was going
to
say.
Many of which I knew almost my whole career that confided in me. They were a part of a program. They named the program. I've never heard of it. And they told me, based on their oral testimony, and they provided me documents and other proof, that there was, in fact...
Oh, let me pause right there. Okay, so
just his face... And the way he's moving his head around and his eyes get bigger and stuff like that, I feel like he's just...
That's another thing that the psychologist dude, like...
I know. I took psychology in college.
Pointed out the You're eye welcome. Raising.
Yeah, he kept raising his eyes. And sometimes that could just be, you know, just trying to get attention or he's acting like he's... Yeah. No. No. Bullshit artist.
Task force was not read into.
Grush alleges the U.S. government has recovered non-human craft for decades. He's filed a whistleblower complaint saying he gave what he calls the classified proof to Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General. News Nation has confirmed David Grush's credentials and resume. We've not seen or verified the alleged proof he says he's provided to investigators.
Exactly.
He says he can't show us the proof for national security reasons. He also tells us
what?
He's not seen
Hold
photos
on.
Of the alleged...
Oh, yes, it was national security
so
reasons.
So he's so worried about national security reasons, but at the same time, he's a whistleblower? Isn't that against national security, too?
You could say that, yeah.
I am saying it. I'm not... I can't say it. I just did.
Yeah.
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 Because with Edward Snowden, it was like Russian, like, information
yeah.
or something that Edward Snowden put out.
I mean, if you're going to be a whistleblower, you're going to... First of all... If you're going to be a whistleblower, be prepared to get shit. You know, you're about to get shitted on by a whole bunch of people. But at the same time, he has no evidence. So he's going to get in trouble just for talking shit. Like, if I'm going to come and talk shit, I'm going to bring evidence, too. I'm gonna be like, look, I have this, boom, 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 there you go. If I'm going to get in trouble, I'm going to get in trouble for the whole thing, not just for a little piece of something. It's going to be the whole shebang.
I think he could, if he is indeed deceptive and he's lying... He has, like, a possibility of him, like, getting in trouble for, like, purgatory or something.
Yeah.
And pretty much, like, wasting Congress or Supreme Court? So somebody, like, pretty much, like, wasting money investigating into his claims.
I'm pretty sure
that's
in
what
his
he's
contract,
gonna...
or when you go into these agencies and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure you have a contract that you're not allowed to talk about this shit.
Oh, yeah, like a non-disclosure or something.
Yeah, that's against his contract, too.
But with this, you know, the act that they passed...
I know, now they supposedly don't get in trouble.
Protect whistleblowers, yes.
Yeah.
So that could be a loophole, and that's probably why he decided to come out now. Since he like thinks and he's actually like worked on that act and you know he feels that he could be protected. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Don't mean to interrupt you. Were you still going?
No, I'm good.
Do you ever wonder how much money he got paid for this?
Yeah, that was a thought in my mind. I mean, I don't know like how much news stations like pay to interview people. Like if he
a whistleblower, they're gonna want he's gonna want something.
What amount were you thinking?
I don't know. It doesn't matter what amount. I'm just saying that he's going to want something. So this is, you know, he just got paid for this. This is, I don't know.
Something to like
yeah, you
get out of the country.
Yeah, you apparently get excited over the different things. So this is crazy.
You know, it's just because it's UFO stuff and news like this
but
comes
no
out every so
evidence.
Often.
No. So often. Do you know how many people say that the government's been hiding shit? There's aliens, you know, there's aliens out there. Well, they've been saying that forever.
Yeah, but again.
What, like because you have one dude who claims he's a whistleblower?
One dude that finally got through from the rest of the people.
Oh, my God, dude. Mm-mm. You're crazy.
It's a miracle.
This is not.
It's a miracle.
Oh, my God.
But has talked extensively with other intelligence officials who have.
If you're right, if you're telling us the truth, everyone, the entire American public, has been lied to for decades.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
You are saying to the human race, for the first time, an official intelligence representative at a high level from the U.S. government is saying publicly, we are not alone.
We're definitely not alone. Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone, yeah.
Do we have bodies? Do we have species?
Here's where it gets wild.
When you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. And believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds...
He's stuttering too much.
It's true.
Nope.
It's also harder for people to wrap.
Don't believe that we have some aliens chilling in a freezer somewhere?
I believe everything. I believe there's... I've been believing there's aliens forever. I just think he's, like, crazy. He's full of shit. I'd rather listen to the guy with the accent than that dude.
And the Australian,
okay, so do you know... Were you paying attention to the reporter? When he was asking questions and talking to the guy? He was talking to him directly into his face.
Yeah, eye contact.
Eye contact. That's important. But you probably learned that in reporting school, whatever that's called. And the dude just kept looking away and, you know, stuttering. You can hear him stuttering in his words and couldn't, you know, trying to come up with shit to say. Like, no. No. Bullshit.
So we don't have 10-foot aliens in
Just because he doesn't make me excited at all.
Oh, no.
No, the dude with the accent was big, more exciting.
Wow. Yeah, you like that Australian accent?
I like accents.
Oh, just accents in general?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
I got a little bit of an accent too, you know.
Oh, my God. You're so adorable.
Wow.
Concept. Oh my God, are you playing more?
A crashed object from somewhere else.
Oh.
It's easier to accept that, yeah, we see things in the sky that we can't explain.
Journalist Leslie Kane broke Rush's whistleblower story this morning in The Debrief. Ms. Kane's career has been mainstream and credible, having written a series of reports on UFOs in the New York Times dating back to 2017.
He has the credentials, but there's no documents that he's handed over. There's no
Thank
pictures.
You.
As a journalist, you want to see documents.
Exactly.
Does that raise a red flag?
Yes.
Not at all.
Yes,
Brian.
It does.
I mean, you mean documents that actually describe the craft?
Yes.
Yeah, like government documents, or to be able to see it.
Yeah,
first.
Proof.
Of course. Don't we all want that?
Yes.
The problem with that is all of that information is classified. You know, as we said in the story, everything.
But we have the right to talk about it, though.
Told Congress and told the Inspector General of both the IC, the Intelligence Community Inspector General, and the Department of Defense Inspector General. All of that information is classified.
In 2017...
But the whole UFO thing is classified, and here we are sitting talking about it right now.
And we're just, like, speculating.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does it make it... It's bullshit. The whole thing is fucking bullshit. Like, the government is... You know, we all know the government's hiding shit. That's what they do.
Hey.
And we definitely know there's aliens and... Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But this is just I don't want to say retarded. Sorry. This is a dumb story.
So that's where our tax dollars are going?
Yeah.
Just to...
Dumb stories.
To dumb stories and to fund for the electric bill for those 8-foot...
Oh, my God.
Those 8-foot aliens. Damn, that's a big-ass freezer. I don't know, man.
Is that the Pentagon had a secret UFO program. 3 years later, the Pentagon confirmed her story. Her latest report is even more explosive, but Kane says she has multiple sources who back up Grush's story.
I believe it because of all the sources I have who have told me the same thing. So who am I to doubt these very, very high-level people who have been inside these programs for decades? Have done their work and are all telling me the same thing. I mean, I don't think there's some kind of conspiracy among all these people who don't know each other to
I'm
make
not
something
saying that.
Like this up.
So I've got to be blunt about this. You're not making this up. This is not a lie.
No, absolutely not.
He's
Meet your next
shaking
pillow.
His head.
Wait.
Why do we make our pillow in the shape of a I'll tell you.
What?
The problem with pillows is that
the pillow. Okay. No. All right. Well, hold up.
When you understand how red.
Come on. All right.
Start to understand.
What happens when you play a video? There's
timeout. Timeout. There's a lot of ads. Yeah. Son of a bitch. Okay. Hold up.
People who don't know each other to make something like this up.
So yeah, you notice I'm shaking this hand.
You're not making this up. This is not a lie.
No, absolutely not.
No. No,
because
sir.
Everybody watching this right now is looking at your face.
Yes.
They're going, is this guy for real?
He's not.
I am for real. And I'm
smirking
here at great personal risk and obvious professional risk by talking to you today.
And smirking.
And just within the last 10 minutes or so.
Oh, sorry. That does not blow up my skirt.
Well. Oh, man. Okay. So it'll take a lot more to.
to get
that bad boy out. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, it's.
So you tell me what you think about the guy. I've clearly expressed my feelings. So you tell me honestly how you feel about the guy.
I would like to see more.
And no shit.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's not
I would like
enough.
To see these documents that he put forward to the Inspector General and
Not even that. I would like someone to be like, yes, I saw these documents or have pictures, you know what I'm saying, of like little bits and pieces of stuff.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be like the whole thing, but show us a little bit of something. Give me a little something.
Of the supposed intact, exotic, non-human craft that he is saying that the Pentagon has been, you know, is hiding from congressional hearings and all that. And Congress responded to the UFO whistleblowers claims. So, hold on. I'm going to pull it up. Okay, so the United States government responses. So the Department of Defense and NASA statements, they were the first ones to respond. So with White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, some reporter
Jean-Pierre.
Some reporter confronted her with a question during the briefing, and she said that referred questions about Grush's complaint to the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. That's all she said. When somebody asked her, with this UFO whistleblower claim coming out, is the government indeed hiding UFOs, pretty mm-hmm. much? And then she responded was, I'm going to refer to the Department of Defense on that. That's all she said. Okay. She kept it short. And then
that's probably the best thing to do.
And so the DOD released a statement stating, to date, AARO, All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office has not discovered any verifiable information to substantiate claims that any programs regarding the possession of or reverse engineering of any extraterrestrial materials have existed in the past or exist currently. The AARO, or ARO, is committed to following the data and its investigation wherever it leads.
Row?
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA for short, stated one of NASA's key priorities in the search is the search for life elsewhere in the universe. But so far, NASA has not found any credible evidence extraterrestrial life.
That's not true. How many shows have we watched where NASA has caught something that they couldn't explain?
Talking about aliens
satellites,
or UFOs?
UFOs. NASA had provided us with videos of things that are in outer space, you know, flying around, and they're like, wow, what is that? Shuttles and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I know
what you're saying,
but that doesn't imply that there is actual life on whatever they're seeing on, like catching on their camera or whatever. They need to have an actual blood beating.
An alien standing
body.
There.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They need to have that 10-foot pound of extraterrestrial alien
Moody.
Flesh right in front of them, just like glistening and
what the fuck? Oh my God.
They need that. The NASA needs that, all right? Oh my God. Okay. Wow. And all right, and there is no evidence that UAPs are extraterrestrial. However, NASA is exploring the solar system and beyond to help us answer fundamental questions, including whether we are alone in the universe.
And they're capturing all the aliens and hiding them from
us. Right. And Congress is supposed to have a meeting, you know, discussing these supposed claims that this UFO whistleblower has put forward.
Why are they going to have a meeting about it? There's no evidence. Remember? What's the point? It's just so everyone could talk shit, a little bit more shit about it.
Yeah. I mean, in response to Grush's claims,
they're not going to okay. It's just a waste of time. My God, they're just going to lie cuz that's what they do.
And this dude, you know, if he is deceptive, he's going to have a big bill to pay.
Is he deceptive? Did you get a deceptive vibe off of him?
I did have a little bit of a deceptive vibe.
Do you know what I'm
saying?
It.
Yeah, you know. Unless he actually, like, has these documents and then brings them forth to Congress and then they'll, like, decide on whatever they want to do with him.
Right.
Excuse me. So in response to Grush's claims, Mike Turner, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said that every decade there's been individuals who've said that the United States has such pieces of unidentified flying objects that are from outer space.
True story.
And that there's no evidence of this, and certainly it would be quite a conspiracy for this to be maintained, especially at this level. And The Wire reported that while congressional leaders did not accord importance to Grush's unverified claims, the claims gained traction amid some rank-and-file members of Congress, particularly in the United States House of Representatives, where the unvetted claims were seen as vindication by a small but vocal and increasingly powerful faction of far-right lawmakers who are heading up the inquiry. Ahead of a future hearing, Representative Tim Burchett said that he had a commitment from both House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer to hold a hearing on UFOs, despite the fact that this was not a top priority for party leaders. House Oversight Committee spokesman Austin Hacker said, in addition to recent claims by a whistleblower, reports continue to surface regarding unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAP.
UFO. Zayden, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
The House Oversight Committee is following these UFO reports and is in the early stages of planning a hearing.
So they could just sit there and be like, we don't have evidence. We don't have what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true, though. It seems like
crazy.
Every decade, actually, it's been, like, recently, almost, like, every month, there's somebody new who comes forward with
something. Wild claim.
You know, I mean, we have had some good evidence, though, just like the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
The Tic Tac.
The Tic Tac UFOs.
I mean, that was pretty good freaking evidence. We've seen videos on
Ryan Graves and all like that.
I mean, there's definitely something out there. But yeah, if there was a little bit more proof, this would be a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
So how's your excitement ranked now compared to when you first heard it? Did I bum it? Was I a
just a little bit, but I'm like still keeping that faith that something will come
out. For sure, something will.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I just want to speculate it on the episode, you know. Just to get it out there. And so any final thoughts on it?
No, bullshit. I definitely believe there's aliens, for sure. I'm totally a UFO person.
Hmm.
But this guy is just not enough. at all.
Yeah, he needs
too
to come
much.
With some...
And he should have took some acting classes or something before he did that. Or maybe reporting classes and, you know, probably look straight into the camera. That would have been a little bit more convincing.
Maybe add some tears and all that. Maybe
why,
that would
why
have...
Why would he need tears?
I don't know. Like, to, just because he, you know, the
was
tears
too
add...
excited.
Tears add, like, so much passion into what you're saying. I don't know. Like,
R.
So.
Kelly was crying. Did you get that? did that have passion for you?
He tried.
Okay. Wow.
He's like, stop, man, no.
Oh my
and like
God.
He got up at everything.
I know he did.
Damn, he was.
And look where he's at now.
Yep. Sitting in a jail cell.
Whoops. Yeah.
All right, guys. That's it for today's episode. If you like this episode, you know what to do. Share the episode to get some traction. Follow the podcast, like I said in the top of the podcast. Make sure you get updates of podcast episodes when we drop. And anything else, Cass?
I don't think so.
All right.
I pretty much let you know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I think I'm.
You sounded passionate behind your opinions.
I was not crying either.
Yeah, no way.
No tears shedded on this one.
All right, guys. Until next time, love, peace, and chicken grease. Bye.